No, faith, I'll not stay a jot longer.
Thy reason, dear Venom, give thy reason.
You must needs yield your reason, Sir Andrew.
Mary, I saw your niece do more favours to the Count's serving man than ever she bestowed on me. I saw it in the orchard.
Did she see thee the while, old boy? Tell me that.
As plain as I see you now.
This was a great argument of love in her toward you.
Slight, will you make an ass of me?
I will prove it legitimate, sir, upon the oaths of judgment and reason.
They've been grand jurymen since before Noah was a sailor.
She did show favour to the youth in your sight only to exasperate you, to awake your dormouse valour, to put fire in your heart and brimstone in your liver. Oh. You should then have accosted her, and with some excellent jest, fire new from the mint, you should have banged the youth into dumbness. This was looked for at your hand, and this was balked. The double guilt of this opportunity you let time wash off, and you are now sailed into the north, of my lady's opinion, where you will hang like an icicle on Dutchman's beard unless you do redeem it by some laudable attempt either of valour or policy.
Man, it be any way, it must be with valour. For policy I hate. I had as lief be a Brownist as a politician.
Why then build me thy fortunes upon the basis of valour? Challenge me the Count's youth to fight with him. Hurt him in 11 places. Manish shall take note of it and assure herself there's no love broker in the world can more prevail in man's commendation with woman than report of valour.
There's no way but this, Sir Andrew.
Will either of you bear me a challenge to him?
Go, write it in a martial hand. Be cursed and brief. 'Tis no matter how witty, so it be eloquent and full of invention. Taunt him with the license of ink. If thou thou'st him some thrice, it shall not be amiss. And as many lies as will lie in thy sheet of paper, although the sheet were big enough for the bed of ware in England, set him down. Go about it. Or let there be gall enough in thy ink, though thou write with a goose pen. No matter about it.
Where shall I find you?
We'll call thee at thy cubicle. Go!
This is a dear man akin to you, Sir Toby.
I've been dear to him, lad, some 2,000 strong or so.
We shall have a rare letter from him, but you're not delivered.
Never trust me there. And by all means, stir on the youth to an answer. I think oxen and wain ropes cannot hail them together. For Andrew, if he were opened and you find so much blood in his liver as will clog the foot of a flea, I'll eat the rest of the anatomy.
And he's opposite the youth bears in his visage no great presage of cruelty.
Look where the youngest wren of nine comes.
If you desire the spleen and will laugh yourself into stitches, follow me. Yon gull Malvolio's turned a heathen, a very renegado. There's no Christian that means to be saved by believing rightly can ever believe such impossible passages of grossness. He's in yellow stockings.
And cross gartered.
Most villainously, like a pedant that keeps a school in the church. I've dogged him like his murderer. He does obey every point of the letter that I dropped to betray him. He does smile his face into more lines than is in the new map. With the augmentation of the Indies, you've not seen such a thing, Steve. I can hardly forbear hurling things at him. I know my lady will strike him. If she do, he'll smile and take for great favour.
Come, bring us where he is.